Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we'll be right back with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And I forgot to acknowledge earlier, Aaron is in technical excellence this morning. Aaron, welcome back. Happy New Year, and thanks for all the good work you do to keep us on the air. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. Our Instagram feed at SoCal Restaurant Show gives you some added visuals in terms of what we talk about on the air. And also you see that on Facebook. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. The start of the new year always harkens a number of food festivals that will be coming into play in the first quarter of the year. Traditionally, and we're not in a traditional period right now, but traditionally, January tends to be a slow month for restaurants because they're coming off the busy holiday season and people are preoccupied and on to other things. There is a new event that will be taking place later this month, called the Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. This is the inaugural version, and we wanted to give you all the details on that because it's coming up and should be a good one. This particular event, Long Beach Black Restaurant Week, is being presented by the Long Beach Food and Beverage, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. Their executive director is Terry Henry, who is a voice that is not unfamiliar to the listeners of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we wanted to get her on the show to talk about this big event that's coming up a little later in the month. And it is a pleasure to welcome Terry Henry back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Terry, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Andy. Thank you for the opportunity. Great to be here.
Thank you. Well, it's kind of something exciting, and there's always a lot going on in Long Beach in terms of food and beverage events. First, Terry, very briefly, what is Long Beach Food and Beverage?
I launched this nonprofit back in 2019, and the whole mission of the nonprofit was to support Long Beach restaurants, food businesses with citywide culinary events, as well as zero-cost consulting, whether some struggling restaurants needed a little advice in culinary or marketing or operations. And I kind of gathered the experts from, the successful restaurants around town, and they went out and met with those restaurants that could, use a little help or guidance in one way or another. And then COVID hit, so we kind of pivoted, and we were doing some online cooking classes that, put a little money in participating chefs' pockets a little bit anyway. And then when summer rolled around and things were looking up, we launched the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week, which was, you were a great supporter, and it was unbelievably successful.
No, big success, Terry. Delighted about that.
So me too. And after the success of that, one of the restaurant owners, a black-owned restaurant, came to me and said, "Have you ever thought about doing a Black Restaurant Week?" And I was like, bingo. It's like perfect timing, and why not put the spotlight on our black-owned restaurants and food businesses? So here we are.
Why not indeed? And these entities tend to be smaller, independent, less well-capitalized ventures. And a lot of them, they're doing it from the heart, which always is something that is of interest to me and our listeners. So first of all, Terry, please give us the dates because it's coming up a little later in the month.
January 23rd through the 30th, Sunday to Sunday.
And what can our listeners expect? Because what's fun about this is it's just not restaurants.
It's not restaurants. It's cottage food businesses. It's food trucks. It's pop-ups. It's everything you can imagine in the food industry in Long Beach. I mean, we've got sit-down restaurants. We've got catering companies. it's just all about, you know, celebrating Black-owned businesses and African, African-American, and Caribbean cuisine for the week.
And, you know, there's some wonderful sweet items. I believe you have a donut company. You have a banana pudding company. And you have an interesting little cottage business that is doing artisan soda crackers, one of which is it's got some spice in it. You know, not that it's going to, you know, knock you out, but definitely, you know, if you think a soda cracker is pretty bland, you will not after tasting this particular one. A lot of flavor. And as you say, a cottage business. What can we expect that the restaurants, Terry, that are part of this will be doing that is special to Long Beach Black Restaurant Week? Are there going to be some specials? How's that all going to work?
They're invited to do whatever they'd like, whether it's a specialty item for the week or special pricing for the week or, you know, bundling, you know, entree and dessert for the week or cocktail or whatever. They're invited to do whatever they want to put the spotlight on their restaurant.
And just so our listeners know, next week we will be previewing Long Beach Black Restaurant Week with one of the participating restaurants, a favorite of the SoCal Restaurant Show, that being George's Restaurant, that actually started in Anaheim at the Packing House, but their first branch is in Long Beach at the Long Beach Exchange. But it's freestanding with a patio. And when it comes to fried chicken, collard greens, and some really incredible
smothered pork chops.
Yes,
forget
indeed.
About it.
No. I mean, you know, it's the second generation of family ownership. These people really know what they're doing. Terry, in our remaining moment, please give us the website information where our listeners can see all the participants, go to their websites, plan their plan of action to be able to enjoy Long Beach Black Restaurant Week.
Well, the participants can be found at blackrestaurantweeklb.com. The offers are not up yet, but they will be in the next few days. So check back, sign up for news, and we'll be dining out every day that week for sure, like we always do during Restaurant Week.
Absolutely, so, Terry. Got to support the cause and get
the die
out there.
Is over.
And well, that, you know, always. But one more time on the dates for Long Beach Black Restaurant Week.
January 23rd through the 30th. And blackrestaurantweeklb.com. Find us on Instagram at LBFoodBev and Facebook at LBFoodAndBeverage.
Couldn't be easier. Terry, we will keep our listeners informed and all good wishes. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my on-the-road co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Aaron here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next Saturday, we're back with another big show. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. It's a time to be cautious, dine well, but also be safe. And we'll be back right here with you next Saturday morning at 10 a.m.